This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It looks like from everybody you talk to, it seems like it's just about, you know, I's dotted, T's crossed, that this thing's going to be at 119th and Knoll at the Sprint campus. And just, you know, having the conversations with both people in Arizona, people here locally as well, kind of going back and forth and, you know, connecting the dots and all that kind of stuff. People are more and more talking about it like it is happening. You know, like there's no more well if. It's almost like when now it's going to be happening. And the interesting thing about the Sprint campus that I didn't realize and got this information over the weekend, I'm sure you could look it up as well if you wanted to. Do you realize that site is only 10 acres smaller than the sports complex right now where both stadiums are? So 10 acres is not a lot. I mean, that is not a lot. And you're only using it for one stadium. And the stadium is going, from what I've been told, inside where the parking garages are. Do yourself a favor, walk around and take kind of a look of where it is. The parking garage is on the Sprint campus. They're talking about putting the stadium inside, you know, those parking garages. I was told about 3 weeks ago or so, maybe at the beginning of this month, maybe late last month, that the Royals have reached out to the Jewish Community Center as well, wondering what it would take to purchase that land away from the J as well. Now, I'm told they don't need that land. They kind of just want it to complete the entire, you know, area that they have there. So I know that they've reached out to the Jewish Community Center as well to find out what it is. And I've also been told from multiple sources that representatives from the state of Kansas were down in Arizona. So, I mean, when you're loading up the big people and they're going to Arizona to have these conversations, it's kind of just a matter of, you know, when, not a matter of if anymore.
So that was the latest from Fesco this morning on Fesco and Dusty. That last part, you and I, we talked off air about. I was sent a photo like a week or two ago. Laura Kelly was at a spring training game for the Royals in Surprise. I don't know. It's probably been 10 days now, at least at this point in time. So that last part, 100%, makes a lot of sense. What do you make of this? We've heard about this site before. I think Bob's been all over this site for at least 4 months at this point, maybe more than that. And he says, you know, it's getting closer and closer maybe to happening. And that this is... sounds like the preferred site at this point. A couple things. My initial reaction is one, that this tells me that Missouri is leaving them no choice but to leave. We all know the vote, but I'm even talking post-vote. The other part is, I'll be honest, you know, this is not the site that I prefer out of everything. My opinion doesn't matter on that, but
I can listen to us.
They're not. I don't prefer the site. I still don't think it makes a whole lot of sense whatsoever. But with that said, if Missouri is not going to play ball, then what else are they supposed to do? And if this is the best available Kansas site in their mind, then so be it. I don't think the site makes sense for a variety of reasons that we've talked about. That location in general, I just don't, the idea before they were going to have everything built around the ballpark that was theirs, and they were going to then use the revenue from that to help build up the team and all that. Someone's going to have to show me the plan, how that still happens. But it sounds like this is right now the location based on Fesco's reporting that the Royals prefer.
Whichever future rendering comes out could at least make the site itself cool. The things they could plan around it potentially cool. I would hate it going there. This has nothing to do with the Missouri versus Kansas stuff that you and I have been pretty neutral on, I think, even though we both have lived on the opposite side of the state line pretty much this entire time. I've been a Missouri resident pretty much my entire life. You've been a Kansas resident pretty much your entire life. It's not about it being in Kansas. It's that I want downtown baseball. That's what I want the most. And putting it 119th in all doesn't move the needle for me. It's like Town Center already exists. They're not bringing up any new development. Yeah, there will be some new development.
Sure.
But plunking it into the middle of what I already think is not a great area to travel in anyway. Traffic kind of sucks there anyway. I'm going to plunk a stadium down in there and then just hope the rest kind of thrives outside of it. I just don't like it there. Look, I can't tell you where their season ticket base is for the Royals. I imagine it's probably 50-50 like it is for the Chiefs, right? It's 55-45, 50-50, whatever, right? It's close enough to, this is why we live in a state line, about half on the Missouri side.
I believe about, more on Kansas than the Kansas side, yeah, and I think a majority do come from the Johnson County area.
But it's like, you know, it's, you know, like in my opinion, it's negligible-ish or whatever it is, 50-50 or whatever. So, like, I don't think they're losing people getting there. Like, I don't think they lose the atmosphere of the fan by doing it on the Kansas side or anything like that. I just don't like the area. I want downtown baseball. Look, will I blame the Royals if they go there? Will I be like, how did you do this to us? Why are you taking the team there? Not necessarily, because if they can't get a deal done with the city, it makes sense.
And that's what we have to remember.
They didn't actively try to be in Missouri. They went to a vote to stay in Missouri, to have downtown baseball, and it failed miserably. So if they were there, I'm not mad at the Royals. It just doesn't mean I'm not going to like the site, though.
Right, and that is what we have to remember, though. If there was not a deal to be had in either KCMO or just the state of Missouri in general, then you left them few options, right? And I think that if, in fact, this ends up being truly where they go, I think that'll be the biggest reason why. Not just the vote failing, but everything else will be the biggest reason why. And I'll be fascinated to hear what that plan actually is and what it looks like and how close, you know, how close it is to the vision that they wanted before. You know, I'm not saying you can't pivot from your vision, and if municipalities limit you, because of course, you know, you're asking for public money, and so it's going to make things challenging. But you and I are in agreement on just the overall site, that location. You know, you go down Nall to 435, or you got to go all the way up to 119th to get to 69 Highway. I mean, those are the, and I know it's not a Chiefs game. It's not 75,000 people leaving a Royals game. I understand that. But it's interesting. On one hand, I've told you, like, it'd be like 10 minutes from me. Like, on that hand, I'm like, wow, not terrible. But I just don't think the location makes a ton of sense. They obviously do, clearly. You know, it sounds like they're pretty far along, based on Bob's reporting, pretty far along now in this process. It is interesting still. Like, we're still waiting and waiting. At one point, it was like, oh, December they're going to announce. And then it's like, maybe it's mid-April. And then now there's rumblings it could still be mid-summer. It's just like, I think everybody just wants to get a damn answer on this, you know? But
yeah,
I do think there's a lot of people that, and maybe this is part of the thinking, if you are someone with a family in Johnson County and now you're only 10 or 15 minutes away, are you more likely to go to a Royals game? I think the answer is yes. And if the majority...
Am I less likely to go?
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's the dynamics that they got to consider.
But that's the balance. They don't care about that. It'll play itself on either side of the state line. People will go. And with a new stadium in the early going, that will be the issue.
Yeah, but you don't build a stadium
for things to do around the stadium,
sure,
which will make it more likely for people to do.
Right. I mean, in the early going, that it's not about what the attendance for the first 3 years or 5 years. It's the sustainability of it. So we'll. I would just say I want to hear, I think you do too, Cody, and sort of our audience, way more if this is in fact where they end up building it. And it's still, that is still hypothetical, even if it sounds like it's getting closer. What does that look like? What's the plan? And what's the difference of the, because I think a big selling point in the reason we were told at the time they needed a new stadium, not only is it an old building, but hey, we're going to have these new revenue opportunities and we're going to put X amount of dollars back into the team, and that's going to help sustain our payroll, et cetera. Can you do that if you don't have as much development that you own around it? And I'm not saying maybe they, let's see what the plan is.
Yeah.
Right now I'm skeptical. That's all.
It's and I would be skeptical too. And that's part of the appeal of like, hey, we're paying for a new stadium. Yeah. We want to do it.
And
look, on the other end, if you're a Missouri and they leave, you don't have to pay for it now.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.